Okay, my friend. So for a very, very long time, I have been doing my call to actions on this very podcast a certain way. And I have tried multiple different ways to present my call to actions over the years. But more specifically, I would say in the past 12 months, I have literally been doing my call to actions the exact same way. And I thought I was being strategic. I thought I was being so consistent. But then enter YouTube. YouTube has changed everything for me. And so I have been going down this huge YouTube rabbit hole, and I ended up literally rebuilding my business from the inside out. And I am so excited to get more into this. If you are listening to this in real time, my first YouTube video is set to go live in about a week. So I'm really, really excited for that. It was actually supposed to go live over a month ago. So I technically should have like 4 or 5 videos under my belt right now over on YouTube, but I don't. And it's okay, because I had to make sure that what I was doing was actually going to be sustainable and was actually going to grow my business. If you have not yet subscribed to my YouTube channel, please do. You can go straight to YouTube and type in Pamela Krista and you should find me, or you can just click the YouTube link in the show notes and it will take you right over there so that you can subscribe. When I started planning my YouTube strategy, I realized that over on YouTube, I was being so intentional about matching my content to where people were in their journey. So beginners getting beginner content with beginner call to actions, right? People ready to monetize their podcast, getting monetization content with the monetization call to actions, right? But on the podcast, I was literally defaulting to the same thing every single time. So here's exactly what I was doing. Right now, this is the opening of my show. I call this an opening, a hook, or a teaser. And so right after the opening in my episode, I would immediately go into my 10 to 15 second intro with my music. And then right after that, every single episode would be the same exact call to action, the same exact placement, no matter what the topic was about. I was leading them to my podcast management services, and I thought that was what I wanted to do. And at the time it was, because I was like, that's my main offer. And if there's anything that I want people who listen to this show to know about me and what I do, it's that, right? And so at the time it made total sense. And then as I was building out my YouTube content strategy, it just didn't make sense anymore. And I was like, okay, YouTube is looking super solid, but the way that I was doing my call to action on my podcast just did not make any sense anymore at all. So if you're ready to stop confusing your listeners with mismatched call to actions, or if you've been defaulting to the same call to action in every episode, or maybe you don't even have a call to action and you're wondering why your podcast isn't converting the way that you want it to, or if you simply just want to learn how to make your podcast feel more strategic and intentional, you are in the right place, my friend. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and make sales from your podcast as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of 5, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist who has helped hundreds of women use their podcast to grow their online business. I am so excited that you're here. Let's dive into today's episode. Real quick, before we get into this episode, if you are ready to make your podcast more strategic and intentional, I'm actually working on a resource that's going to help you map out your entire podcast strategy. Make sure that you're subscribed to the show and join the Moms Who Podcast Facebook group, because I will be sharing more about that soon. The link to the Facebook group is in the show notes. Okay, so I am so excited to be recording this episode, because this is so important and I was really struggling with this. And if you have listened to my podcast at all before, you know that I love being vulnerable on here and sharing with you what's working for me, what's working for my clients, and what I'm currently working on in my podcast strategy. And that is exactly what this episode is. I am going to walk you through exactly what I was doing wrong when it comes to call to actions on my podcast, why it was not serving my podcast or my business, and what I'm doing instead that is already making my business and my podcast already feel so much more natural and so much more strategic. Because here's the thing. When you have multiple offers like I do, your call to action should match where your listener actually is in their journey. And I cannot wait to dive into this more because the listener journey is so important. And that was a huge piece of the puzzle that I have been personally missing for years. And I am so excited to finally put it into practice and to finally be this clear on who I'm talking to and what I'm doing with each podcast episode and each YouTube video. And so, like I said in my opening, I used to default to management services in every single episode right after my opening. And it felt safe and it felt like the right thing to do because my management is what I consider my bread and butter. And it's what I would consider my main offer. And so, naturally, I was just like, you know what? If there's anything that I want my podcast listeners to know about me and what I do and what I offer, it's I want them to know that I'm a podcast manager and that I can help them edit, upload, and publish episodes, right? And so that was the goal with my call to action is I wanted my listeners to know that. And that did its job. But the problem was that I was confusing my listeners because as we are in this age of AI and as we are all busy and as we are flooded with content from other people, right? What I'm personally realizing is that on the podcast, SEO matters and titles matter. And over on YouTube, titles and thumbnails matter. Because if we don't get them to click our YouTube video with our title and our thumbnail, and if we don't get them to click on our podcast episode with our title and the first few sentences of our show notes, they're never going to hear the episode. And then everything else is for what? Because they're not even going to hear it. So when they actually click on your YouTube video or click on your podcast episode, then that's where the listener journey begins. And I've said this before, but there are different types of podcast listeners. So before I get into the types of podcast listeners, there are multiple ways that our listener can find us, right? Maybe they were shared our podcast by a friend. Maybe they saw us post on Instagram or on Threads or on Facebook. Maybe they Googled something and found you. Maybe they asked ChatGPT and found you. Maybe they Googled something directly. Maybe they searched something directly in the podcast app and found you. Maybe they found you from YouTube. Maybe they found you from a blog post. Maybe they found you from LinkedIn. Maybe they found you on Pinterest. So like, there are so many ways that you can be found with your podcast if you are showing up in any place, right? So that is one part of it. So that's a piece of it, right? Is we have to obviously get the listeners, right? But now, so regardless of where they found you, right? And one of two things are going to happen. And if you retain this person who has found you in whichever way they did, one of two things are going to happen. Number one, that listener is going to be like a total super fan and they're going to like binge your content. Now, it might not be every single episode, but they're definitely probably binging some episodes, maybe even going back to your earlier episodes and just binging them, right? And then there's the other type of listener. I call these cherry pickers because, again, it goes back to what I said just a few moments ago about like, you know, we really have to hook people with our titles on the podcast. And over on YouTube, we have to hook them with our thumbnail and the title. And so these cherry pickers, they are only going to click on the podcast episodes that they are interested in. Because that's just how it normally goes, right? Like you're on YouTube, you're searching for something. You're typing things in to get the answer to something. And the algorithm is going to then show you things that it thinks you want to see based on what you're doing and what you're watching. The podcast is a little bit different. So you have this list of episodes and your listener, again, they might cherry pick what episodes they listen to, which brings me to this. I realized that I was confusing my listeners. Now, I don't think it was that confusing because regardless of if I'm talking about launching a podcast or making money from your podcast or growing a podcast or monetizing a podcast, like whichever way that I decide to go in my episodes, my management call to action, it fit. It wasn't like it was totally out of the blue. It wasn't like it was weird or like far-fetched by any means, but it was confusing to my listeners and not in the way that, like I said, would feel far-fetched or like, oh, wow, why does she have that call to action? It wasn't like that. It was more confusing because they didn't know what action to take. Okay, so we're going to go deeper into this, meaning that I was treating every single listener on the podcast like they were at the same place in their journey. And the fact of the matter is that on this podcast, I am reaching the same person, but they are in different phases. They are in different stages of their podcast. And so that was a huge revelation for me. And changing my call to action felt so scary because that call to action was my safety net. And for the longest time, I was incredibly confused on how to connect my podcast to my lead magnets that I've created. And so, speaking of lead magnets, I have been in the online space for multiple years, and it has taken me a very, very long time to even come up with a lead magnet that I felt that was of value, because I've seen the start your podcast checklist like lead magnets, and I've seen other ones even going back to when I was a web designer in 2021, 2022. And I've always been extremely picky about the things that I create because I've never wanted to just create something that nobody would find value in. So over a year ago is when I created my first lead magnet that I actually felt good about. And that was my podcast organizer. And that organizer has been incredible. Hundreds of people have actually signed up for this, which is a little mind-blowing because it's literally something that I created to help me batch record and stay ahead during the summer so that I didn't have to record late at night like I'm doing right now, or early in the morning. I wanted to not record and I just wanted to be able to enjoy my summer without feeling the pressure of recording. So hundreds of women have signed up for this organizer, and I never knew how to connect it to the podcast. Like, of course, I created an episode about the organizer itself, but I have never used it as a call to action in my episodes. And then coming up on almost a year, I created this awesome private podcast. I'm actually turning all of that content that I created into videos for YouTube. So I created a whole series on outsourcing your podcast, and I'm so excited to bring that over to YouTube. So again, be sure you subscribe because it's going to be so fantastic. But I've created these two lead magnets that, again, I thought were pretty cool, but I didn't know how to connect these lead magnets to the podcast. Like, there was never a strategy for call to actions. I always just kind of picked one and used it for a really long time. And so the problem with what I was doing, which was one size fits all call to actions, is that if somebody's listening to my podcast who's never launched a podcast, I'm literally talking to them the same way that I would if they were ready to outsource podcast management. It just wasn't connecting with the listener journey. And so ultimately, that creates confusion instead of any type of clarity. And so I realized that there was a missed opportunity because each podcast episode should be serving people at different stages. So by not matching the call to action with the actual episode was basically leaving money on the table. And so here's what I'm doing instead. I am matching my episodes with the call to actions. So wherever my listener is in their journey, they are going to get value from the episode as well as have a matching call to action as a next step. This is 100% being more intentional about who each podcast episode serves. And ultimately, it makes it feel so much more natural and less salesy. And so here is a super simple example that I am going to be implementing on my podcast. Episodes about launching a podcast is going to have a call to action about my new lead magnet that is coming out that I am so excited about. And episodes about any type of like growth or scaling is going to be matched with a call to action for that. And then any episodes about feeling overwhelmed or like tech or even outsourcing, those episodes are going to have a call to action of my management services. So because I'm making this change, it already feels so much better. It feels so authentic and it literally makes my podcast feel so much more strategic. And to be honest, I'm still figuring this out. And there are still a few things that I need to fine tune and figure out, but it already feels so much better. So the takeaway from this episode is that your podcast is not just a content platform. Every single episode is an opportunity to meet your listeners exactly where they are. And I want to encourage you and I want you to think about your own podcast and your call to actions and how you're using them and maybe audit the last few of your podcast episodes and see, does the content of my episode match where I'm telling them to go next? So friend, I hope this episode gave you some clarity on why matching your call to actions with your podcast episodes is so important. If you're realizing that you've been doing what I've been doing, just defaulting to the same call to action for every episode, or maybe you don't even have a call to action, that's okay, friend. And I don't want you to feel bad about it. We are all learning and evolving our podcast. And honestly, I'm 129 episodes in and I'm still learning. I'm still making mistakes. And I'm still showing up every single week for my listeners who I know love this podcast. And I want you to remember that your podcast listeners are at different stages of their journey. And when you meet them where they are, everything feels so much more natural and strategic. And remember what I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, which was my call to action. If you are ready to get more strategic about your podcast approach, I am working on something that is going to help map out your entire podcast strategy. So make sure that you have subscribed to the show because you are not going to want to miss the next episode where I'm diving into exactly what that is. Thank you so much for being here and hanging out with me. I hope you have the most beautiful week and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.